I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
There we are. And we're live. Okay, all right.
Oh, I thought we were in it to win it, but it turns out we're here to queer it.
I thought that was the whole point. I must have missed the memo.
I see. Yeah, your audio's been doing that each of the last couple times that we started out. It does something wacky. I think your computer
has cancer.
Last time
it was fine. This time, my audio, the headphones were ready, but they weren't plugged into the computer. So that's, again, that's the sloth's fault. I'll never actually admit to it, so.
You need to fire that sloth.
I can't. He works so hard sometimes.
Out of a cannon. Yeah.
I don't think he'd survive.
Well, that's up to him.
Well, there are a lot of decisions a sloth has to make in the middle of one's life, or, I mean, even in a stuffed life.
When rocketing through the air.
Hopefully his little fur doesn't catch fire, or he doesn't catch a fungus midair. That is always a danger.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
The same for people. If you're shooting yourself out of a cannon, watch for fungus. So,
I guess.
They're very fast moving once you become airborne. It's a little known fact. Just look it up or don't.
Huh. Sounds like a fun fact. Oh. Fun guy fact.
Oh. Ow. I see what you did.
Glad we brought that up.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jace, we haven't talked in a minute. What are you even up to nowadays? Are you still in Franklin? Mm-hmm. You still have like 1,000 jobs?
Why, yes, no. To that. I am in Franklin, but I only have like one job.
Do you really?
Which is to rock out 24/7 nonstop.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, it's a multifaceted approach to life but that's what I list on my business cards. Rocking out 24/7 till the break of dawn.
And then
obviously a follow-up question will be, well, if you're rocking out 24/7, then how is it always till the break of dawn? And then I tell them to flip the card over, and there's a math equation that explains that like since we already got rid of the direction east, it's like the same thing. It's constantly heading west, rocking out west till the break of dawn, all night long. Like, literally all night, just all the time, because you're out, we'll have a plane that's set to outpace the sun, so we're just perpetually flying in darkness.
That escalated quickly. I don't know that I was ready for all of that. That's exciting. You know what? And that's a stiff move for you?
And when we pass the Led Zeppelin, we wave.
On the left of the aircraft, you will see a Led Zeppelin. It is crashed, because that's impossible.
Probably not. You could probably make a micron thin lead sheet, like a space blanket.
Yeah, you can
blanket,
do whatever you want because you're in space.
Appropriately, you got a space blanket made out of lead. That comprises
so safe
a Zeppelin.
It's been cleared. It's fine.
A Zeppelin. Zeppelin. Zeppelin.
Zeppelin running with the Trump.
Zeppelin and the Zeppelin.
With the Trump and Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Those are obviously two very good people.
It's a 69 of endorsing each other.
So apparently Trump's like ahead in the polls and junk. And people
are
still,
all the way. Yeah, he's probably going to be the president. Thank you, Republicans. That's what just pisses me off, is nonstop,
like,
maximum 24/7
like
west, 5,000.
Like, we're kidding. We're joking.
To the sunset. To the break of dawn. They say, what happened? Oh, we need to stop this. It's like, what? For the last 20 years, you've been subjecting us to this douchebaggery that's made this possible. Like, I don't know how they're going to wriggle, like, how they're going to Mitch McConnell their way out of this one. Where it's like, if you want to, like, I would like to see Mitch McConnell show up on Craigslist, just like, for sale, projector. It works really good. $20.
Just 20. I got what I needed out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a hole in it that wasn't there before, but I got what I needed. No, like Mitch McConnell, he is like the projectionist. Like there should be a new movie where Edward Norton plays Mitch McConnell as the projectionist.
Oh my goodness.
And just him like just like they like visualize his powers as like literally projecting out of his eyes what's his name? The laser beam guy from X-Men who can't control it. Cyclops.
Oh.
Like but projecting, but that's him like seeing visions and then saying stories at people. Over them. It's like, I see that you are afraid of homosexuality within yourself. These gay thoughts darken every single thought that you prescribe. Ha, ha. And then he just then he just curls up into a ball and starts crying. And then the projectionist, Edward Norton.
He could really nail that one. I mean, I really think he could.
He could. Super I feel like up. He would. I think he would have both the range. Like it would be a good thing for him to both get super loked out and jacked. And like just ripped, and then go super skinny too, all in the same movie, a la
for no reason, and no one talks about why. Yeah,
like Raging Bull, yeah. Or Christian Bale's career, or Tia Carrere.
Oh my god,
Tia's Carrere.
She was so hot. What happened, Jason? She's so hot.
She's so hot, but like apparently Asian does crack occasionally.
Oh, occasionally.
Asian does crack on occasion.
Occasionally, got it.
Because, like, black don't crack. We've established that scientifically. But Asian, more often than not, don't crack. But occasionally.
I've never seen that. I've never seen Asian in the middle of occasionally, ever, until now.
Well, how do you know that they're always not that? They don't. They seem pretty busy. There.
Just like yesterday, I was looking at a word. It was a parent's email address. And I saw the first name and then Slaughter. But I was like, wow, that's a last name. But
yeah.
Also, I thought it was, like, their name and then S. Laughter. And I was like, why is laughter in the middle of slaughter? That's so weird.
Yeah, and why isn't there a slaughter man? Because, like, I understand why, but also there's, like, Goldman and Blackman. I don't think there's that one. I think I made that one up. But why isn't there a slaughterman? Because I think people are like, oh, why do you have that name? Where did that job come from?
Well, someone's got to do it. So.
Someone's got to slaughter these people. Oh, well, you raised a good point. Wait, hold on a second.
Hold on. Let me start backpedaling.
Yeah, I have follow-up questions, but I'm too busy running away.
I have follow-up questions in the other direction. No. Not.
I have runaway questions.
No more here. Oh, that's like today. Aunt and I. Okay, so yes, I'm breaking the silence. We got a bunny, and
oh yeah,
no, it is not a replacement for Roger.
It's like
the
Lance Bass, just like you're sitting there biting your lip, just waiting to announce.
Oh,
you're gay / you have a bunny.
I know, yeah. I'm just waiting to all of it. Well, so, okay, it's not a replacement for Roger the Rabbit, and then no, it's not a replacement for Bruce Wayne.
It better not be, because if you're going to replace him, he's going to have that bunny's got an ill fate ahead of it. No one thinks about that.
Yeah, so we no longer leave bunnies alone in the yard, even for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you don't
good idea.
You make sure ducks aren't let out until it's light out. Like, they can't even be out at dusk. Like, usually Anthony would, like, let him out, like, when he went to work, which is still a little early, but Bruce likes to be out. As soon as he knows someone's awake, he's like, okay, and me. And so, obviously, and then Anthony's like, what makes you think that it's time to get a rabbit? And I was like, because they don't have ducks here? He's like, well, wait, what?
I don't know. What's with the dusk thing? Because I feel like anything could just snatch up a duck just as easily during the day.
I guess it's true, but this was just, it's more under the, like, we have a more watchful eye during the day, if you will. Whereas just the scary things happen when it's still dark. It was like The Purge, but for ducks, and we didn't know about it because we're not actually ducks. We're just the keepers of the ducks. Anyway, so we already have like basically.
You are the mother duckers.
You mother duckers. Anyway, so we had a rabbit cage that we also had the beginning duckies in after we already lost Roger. Anyway. So we had that cage, but then I saw these awesome rabbit hutches where it's like they have this place they can nest and their food's over here so they can poop and a tray you can pull out. And I really wanted one, but they were like $139 and $159. I was like, ooh, those prices are more than the dollars I want. So I found one on Craigslist, gently used.
Could this thing be more China made?
I know. Hey, no.
Could more parts of this be made?
No,
under human oppression.
No, that's not, I didn't want a cheaper. I mean, I did, but
always lower prices, always lower standards.
That's right. Ding, always. Ding, ding. Well, that's not exactly what I wanted.
Ceiling
I wanted the exact same thing, I just wanted it to be less. So I found one on Craigslist.
So, well, that's what I've been doing. I got a weight bench off of Craigslist.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so that was my setup is...
Wait, no. I got it from Goodwill. Oh, but nice. Same idea.
Yeah, the same thing. Entirely different.
And the weights were stupid expensive. I could go on about this.
They always are. No, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. That's a great story.
Sure, we will.
Mm. So, anyway, we go... We meet the guy, and I was all nervous. I'm like, Renee, you need to go with me, because you have a Glock. And so...
oh, my God.
She was going to come with me just in case, because that's super freaky. And I always say, like, what public place would you like to meet at? You know, kind of
I'd like
that.
I'd rather be like, hey, Chuck, you want to come with me on this CL run?
Yeah, you got your sniper rifle.
You
want to
go up, set up on the hill up there in the cliffside and just, you know, oversee things. I'll give you the signal if you need to take a guy out.
Yeah, no, I mean, I also carry a sniper.
Then you show up to the scene, you're like, so is this the actual limited edition Dora the Explorer backpack? Like it was in the ad? Because this looks like a different model, and I am trying to complete a collection, and... This isn't my first rodeo, so I'm just telling you, I'm a serious buyer, and don't mess
serious.
With me, man.
Very serious.
Very serious.
Well, I mean, I would not take my short stature very lightly. I pack a sniper. You just never know when they're ready and waiting, so I just...
Did you say short stature? I feel like that's a derogatory mark toward Mexicans. I feel like you shouldn't call them that.
It can be, but it isn't. But it
my
can
sniper
be.
Happens to be of Latin descent.
Okay.
Not Mexican, however, they do share heritage. Go on.
Thank
Please
you.
Explain more about the Dora the Explorer backpack.
That's not what I was buying. So anyway, I'm out there, and I got to meet this guy, and Renee couldn't make it. So Anthony went with me. And Wyatt's like, where are you guys going? I'm like, I'm taking Daddy with me just so I don't get shot. And Daddy and Anthony's like, yeah, just in case.
Turn into a Coen Brothers movie.
And Wyatt's like, okay. So it's like, your parents might die today, but we're just going to go to make sure. So anyway, we went out there. How many times am I going
to
say
that? Make sure
anyway.
To call that Radiohead guy to score this movie, please.
Please, please.
That's going to be so cool.
And then we met him, and it wasn't so scary. But I always have heart palpitations leading up to it because I just never know what kind of exchange. I don't know what's going to go down. I have the money. Please don't shoot, you know, kind of thing. But
yeah,
it was a nice area. It was an expensive area. It was a nice area.
From now on, anybody going to buy a cattle... killer, like those ramrodders, you know, like specifically to like the bolt thrower.
Okay, can you not bring that up?
No, if someone's specifically going to go buy one of those, that's kind of like that the grudge thing. No, it's like that the grudge thing where it's like it's like, oh, it's too real. It's like you could definitely blur the lines, but it's like, oh, I need to buy. Oh, hey there, that's a nice haircut, fella. Could you put the bolt shooter down for a second? I'm gonna just go step away. And then I'm going to come check it out. Just hold on a second.
I was ready to blaze by. Like, if they look shady at all. Because one time, I did a Craigslist thing at, like, a gas station. And I was buying a full set of Harry Potter books. And I was like, if they're crazy. And then I didn't realize when I got it that they kind of smelled, like, a little bit smoky. So we had to set them outside until they aired out. And then they smelled like books again.
You had to air out your Harry books.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's a hairy situation.
You
want to
take a look at my volume 7?
Some voluminous books.
Mm.
My, those are some voluminous books you have there.
How many? Is there a one part or a two parter?
No.
So anyway, you ended up with a weight bench, even though you have a membership to the rec center.
Yeah, well, because people, when I'm working here, there aren't nearly as many eyeballs.
Oh, that's true.
Around.
You don't like eyeballs. Like, you wouldn't even have your own
off.
If you didn't have to.
Well, I feel like that's not true because that is an option that I could exercise. So I've proven that. Although I am lucky to have all my eyes, all seven,
all
of
them.
I got backups.
As anyone should. A friend of mine the other day said their friend, they found out a friend that they knew years and years ago, found out that they accidentally blew their face off, but they lived.
How'd they do that? With what? They were hunting with Dick Cheney? What's
no,
his face?
They were doing something with their gun.
What's his faceless? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Is it too soon or too...
I don't know when it happened, so it's hard to say. I'm just going to put that, like, just don't listen to this until it's enough time.
Okay, yeah. Just, like, can we just strike that from the record until you're ready?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was it a hunting accident or...
No, they were, like...
Grilling?
They were cleaning their gun or doing something, whatever, and they actually were a little cocky. They thought they knew what they were doing. They now have a fake eyeball, have to wear an eye patch, part of
their... They were a little cocky and fiery.
Yeah, just a little fiery. So like, that stinks. So that can happen. I didn't know that, but it can. So.
Little coat, little loady, little cocky, little fiery.
Yeah, it's one thing to blow your face off and like not remember. It's another thing to get to live with it.
Well, then there's like that football player who blew half his fingers off or something of one of his hands. And then didn't he like retire too after? It's like, well, hang on a second.
He's probably a farmer.
Yep. Yeah, he's working on the other two arms.
Yeah.
Getting those ripped off in a combine, a different kind of combine.
I know. This is not the NFL combine, not at all. Well, it's funny because he's like, you know, my job, I need my hands. And then like, let's go play firecrackers. Yay.
Yeah, this is smart. Someone needs to just like give them some of those little grabby plastic hands, you know, the little Terminator hands with the articulating fingers.
At all. Yeah.
No, but then you can just like pick up fire. Actually, that wouldn't be like a bad idea. Maybe someone needs to make a little grabber for fireworks where it's
like
fun
a cool
to
grabby hand.
So then you can like push the envelope even farther. So then dumbasses will just hold bigger explosives in their hands and then they're blowing their arm off as a side effect.
Yeah, their arm. It's like all the way to their shoulder and like part of their face.
It's like the same effect going back to the football. Well, full circle is that helmets make football players hit each other harder, causing more higher impacts.
Like rugby. They play hard, but they're more careful.
Yeah, so they don't have. I mean, you see them wearing. They got like bandaged heads, and it does look pretty gnarly. It's like.
Oh, it's gnarly.
Someone should let these mental patients rest for a while. They look perturbed.
I'm ready to watch the monkeys dance.
It's like, I really think that rugby, maybe more people would watch it if they played it in loose robes. I mean, you know, having underwear and stuff on underneath it.
Oh, my goodness.
But if they all just look like robes and pajamas.
Like the fact that they like broke out.
Yeah, so it just looks like a bunch of crazy people running after each other with a ball.
That'd be so funny.
That would actually make it more entertaining.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, yes. Australia, they have a thing called the State of Origins, where like...
Well, what's even better, you have guys in business suits also on there in the field, so go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, they can, because anybody can snap. It's not just crazy people, sometimes
guys who look like ran out of MIB chasing dudes who look like they're from 12 Monkeys.
Can we just do more costumes? That would be so great.
Yeah, like in all the sports.
Like maybe some clowns.
Just some coordinated costumes.
Yeah, just make sure y'all pick a theme, and then we're gonna play that and that instead of these cowboys. Actually, dress like cowboys.
Yeah,
and
well,
dolphins.
How about
y'all? Y'all should dress like dolphins.
Yes, literal dolphins. I know it's gonna be harder to run, but it's
gonna be
fabulous.
They're gonna be a little slippery.
Get the guys in wheelchairs to dress up like dolphins.
I don't know that we're not onto something.
I do. Sorry, you were saying.
Anyway, I don't know.
Any spray.
So you got some weights at Goodwill. Did you get? Did you fetch a fair price?
No, God. No.
Yeah, I sensed in your voice earlier that
it was because it was like $20 for the weight bench, which was like, yeah, nice. That's a steal of a deal. All I have to do is like bleach it before I use it.
Oh yeah, there's probably a lot of pubes,
especially in the taint area.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
no.
And then they had weights too, some random ones, a random assortment. Mm-hmm. And they had a few metal, they had three metal weights, which if you're doing the math, that's not the right number of plate weights to have.
Did I get them all? I got them all.
The weights,
just get
right?
Just get the truck.
I'm drunk. It looks like six to me. I don't understand math.
I don't know how to math good.
Yeah. So there were three weights. I bought two of them for, I think, like $5 a piece.
Oh, my.
Goodwill. Ten-pound weights, but they were metal weights. And then they also had a bunch of sand weights for, like 7.5 pounds and some other ones, all $5 also.
Oh, my gosh. They don't even know how to price good.
I know. I was literally just standing there, like, next to the lady. Like, I was trying not to be just a fitch best over
well,
there.
Well, you do know how to do that, though.
Fitch bester.
I feel like the older you get, the more you realize that that you're not. So
I'm,
maybe
I'm
that hold, means
I'm honing it and folding it like a precious sword, though.
I think you're kind of turning into a little bit of a diva.
I am a blacksmith. I didn't make that up. That's a thing.
That's a thing. Oh. You can't get mad.
It sounded so racist out of context earlier.
It is.
Black men is not a name. Blacksmith is. Why aren't there white smiths? Why doesn't anyone ever point
that's
that
racist,
out?
Jason.
So, I was telling the lady, that, like, you know, these are priced way out. They're totally overpriced. Like,
you got these for free, right?
Like, and you know, sand weights are like much less valuable than metal weights, and you've got them priced the same. Actually, you've got the sand weights priced higher based on weight, and they should all be a fucking dollar at the most.
Jason, you didn't say that.
I didn't say that, but
no, but you wanted to.
I took a dump in the store somewhere.
You did it. Well, in the toilet.
Like I said, I'm working on my technique.
My delivery.
Yeah, my delivery, and I thought that was a passive aggressive way to handle the situation. The situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, you're really running with it.
Yeah. Mmm.
Gross.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm cooking up a batch over here.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Actual.
Why? It's a fresh batch of puns. Hot puns from the oven.
Ugh, from the colon.
Oh, God. See, you're making it dirty. I'm not doing any of that. This is like fresh punnage. Punishment.
Yeah. Punishment.
Yeah.
That's true. It is when they're not very good. It's just like mental punishment.
Well, again, I don't know why it's got to be negative, but that's you. That's you bringing negativity to the table. So
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Disappointing.
I just had a really busy day. I got done playing futsal a little bit ago, and boy, are my legs tired.
Yeah. Well, but futsal's fun.
It is really fun. My legs are exhausted now. It's amazing.
It's just your legs, not your person. Just no, your legs separate. They're over there on the couch.
Yeah. They've taken a minute.
They're resting.
They're in an ice bath.
They're very cross right now.
Yeah, they're very cross. Yeah. They're not quite. Oh, that reminds me. Did you see what I named my rabbit?
Yeah, kind of. It's like Julie. I thought one of the kids would have named it. Oh, that's what it is?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
That's literally how I talk to her. I go, hi, Julie.
Julie.
Yeah, I go, Julie Cappuccino.
Julie.
I tried to teach my friend Sarah how to say it, and she kept going, Julie. And I was like, no. She goes, I'll just call her Cappuccino. I was like, that's fine.
Okay.
You can call her Julie, Julie Cappuccino, Julie Cappuccino Farrow, or Julie.
Preferably Julie.
But every time I talk to her, I'm like, Julie. I'm like, are you out of pellets?
Oh, she makes her own pellets.
She makes pellets and we eat those.
Yeah, if only there was sort of a recycling process where like rabbit pellets would slowly turn an indigestible color and that's when you swap them out for food pellets.
Yeah, because, you know, they say things just need to kind of ferment, kind of like cacao beans. So maybe that's just what we're missing. Someone had to realize that that just wasn't tree poop. It could be chocolate.
Yeah.
So maybe rabbit.
So.
Because it does. It kind of looks like weird, waxy tree poop. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sure, you know, dung beetles would be delighted. They'd be like, it's already little balls. And once again, I don't know how big a dung beetle is. It could be as big as a rabbit poop. For all I know. Maybe a baby one. There's probably like a little.
I think they're a little bigger, but.
Little baby dung beetle around there somewhere practicing on a rabbit turd. It's like that's their playground. That's their ball pit. Is a rabbit turd pit. Well, I'm sure that
she's a nice bunny. She's very nice.
Anybody listening is pleased that we've dirged into the swamp of the Theises once again.
Oh my gosh.
The fan boat. Got the fanny boat up in here. Through the bog of stench.
We always end up talking about butts.
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about it, it's something everybody does.
We're just naturally drawn to it.
Something we could all share. I bet if a dog could understand English, it would laugh at poop jokes. I bet they do. I bet they've
already. Yeah, and then they're like, I just ate some.
Like next time you make a poop joke or fart, just look over at your dog. I bet its tail wags.
That's true.
Picking up on that.
That was like Daniel Tosh the other day. One of those things that I saw but didn't want to see.
Mm.
There was a guy that sent out like a thing saying he was black and super gay.
Oh, okay.
And he obviously, it seemed like he struggled with schizophrenia.
Mm.
He was like, can you please just put me into a fart porn? I just want someone to fart in my face. I was like, what? And obviously, they brought him back for a web redemption so that they could talk about it.
Yeah, that's a crazy guy who watched like South Park, I think, probably. Too much.
Well, it was funny because Daniel tried to relate, but also tell him that he was kind of weird. And the guy didn't get it. And then he goes, I get that. And he's like, right. He's like, I've just never had anybody who gets me. I was like, oh. It was pretty weird. It was, again, one of those episodes I really didn't need to know.
Yeah, well, you watched it.
I know. Because there is some funny stuff in there. Yeah. I just need someone to, like, filter it for me. Uh-huh. And be like, oh, that was, like, today. We were driving. And we were driving home from getting the rabbit cage, the rabbit hutch from the stranger, and his wife in their white Hyundai van. And we saw a motorcycle game coming up, and I was like, Aunt, there's a motorcycle game. They're coming up on our left. And there's a whole lot of them, and they all had matching jackets. And I was like, babe, look it up. And he's like, what is it? And it's like a fist, like a punching fist, and it says BACA on the knuckles. And it's Bikers Against Child Abuse. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Let's get jackets and get motorcycles. We could be against it. Because it's really cool. I guess they, like, go to people's houses and stuff and, like,
beat the shit you. Out of them and tell them not to abuse children.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. You know, it's just preventative measures, you know.
Well,
you got to get out in front of the problem.
We saw them coming up on the left. We were in the right lane. And then we see him wave to a guy sitting on the on-ramp to get on. Another motorcycle, and they wave at him, and he's like, all right, and he starts speeding up, and then he zooms past us and gets in with his crew, and I was like, that was so badass, that was so cool. Like, it was like, when you're not downtown blasting your motorcycle sounds off of all the buildings, it's actually cool. But when you do that downtown, it's so annoying, and you don't look cool, and you're probably going to crash. Or breaking some laws. Anyway.
Can't you just baffle your damned engines or something?
So, and then...
What's with all the noise?
They stayed in their little cluster. And they stayed in the left-hand lane. And I think they would have let the people pass if they weren't being douches. There's all sorts of things that circulate on Facebook telling you about motorcycle etiquette. Like, being careful around motorcyclists. You do have to be careful. You need to keep your distance. And they knew what they were doing. So the people were going way too close and tailgating. So the leader guy gets over in the right-hand lane, and the left side's clogging it up, and nobody can go anywhere. And they were like, we got this. And I was like, ha-ha, serves you right. You should never tailgate motorcycles because they can't react as quickly, or if they hit something, like, it's just so dangerous. I can't.
Yeah. On the same note, riding motorcycles is a two-way street. I'm just letting that air out for a second there. That's a juicy pun. There are a lot of douchebag motorcycle riders.
That's true, but they were being kind of cool about it because
Those ones were cool. But a lot of the time, I mean, I'm not condoning douchebag.
That's true.
Motorists, which
I guess the douchebag motorists are also Trump supporters. That's a funny thing.
Most likely,
the other day I had a couple people
chronic masturbators.
They literally said, like, that's it. I'm telling everyone I'm voting for Trump, and I was like, I thought I liked you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because here's the thing: even if you don't want to get political, just look at the stuff that he said. It's not even about, like, who you like politically. You cannot say that about other people. Like, even you and I talk about how overly sensitive people are. In this case, it's not overly sensitive.
Well, I don't like when people summon Hitler or his name, Hitler, or, you know, just Hitler's name. Either one is no good. Probably the former would be worse if someone successfully did so.
Your words are no good here.
That could be the next Indiana Jones summoning Hitler.
Oh, God.
No, I don't usually, you know, like to... invoke the name of Hitler, too often, but I was...
Oh, my goodness, Jason. You've said it thrice times.
Oh, jeez. Oh, here he is. Oh. Did someone say my name? I am Hitler from Sweden.
I'm not even going to keep trying.
I had a point to make. Okay. Is something along the lines of that Trump has, like, that. That's why you saw a backlash against people saying he's not Hitler, he didn't kill a bunch of people, because so many people were saying that he was Hitler this time, and I was one of them for once, because he is saying the exact, like, he's propagandizing exactly how Hitler did, and people argue,
and they're feeding well, on people's
it didn't come
fears.
From the same direction, but it's like, yeah, it's coming, it's the same thing. It's making people crazy for no reason, and it's like...
Yes. No, the people are already crazy, we knew that. But when you start fueling that and giving those people the vote and the power, like that, Anthony the other day is like, so I found some plants in Sweden and Italy. I'm like, yes, yes, please, get me out of here. We just got to get passports.
Yeah, it's a big country. I was trying to think, like, you know, if Trump, whoever is elected president, there's still plenty of space, but it's kind of...
Now we're going to have a bunch of U.S. refugees.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, headed the other way.
Trade. No, yeah. That would be hilarious if all that's left is dumb people and Arabs are left in...
Yeah, they get to be left with the people that they were so fearful of.
Yeah, all the sensible people are moving to Nordic countries.
Yeah. Or Scotland or Ireland. Do you think they have nuclear plants there?
Yeah, probably from the Fukushima fallout. Wait. Some of their plants have gone nuclear.
No, that doesn't help at all.
No, it hasn't helped. Radioactive disasters don't help.
Nope, if that's don't what they
were,
anyway.
If that's what they were thinking, if some guy went over there at like 5 years ago and broke a pipe at Fukushima thinking he was helping, it didn't help. It didn't help.
I've got news for you. It's not helping.
But it's not helping.
You're just making things worse.
Did you get my text about finding passages to do in inward voice?
I wasn't sure what you meant, and I forgot to text you back to clarify.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, man. Who's the worst?
Well, I don't know.
I'm pointing at you.
So. All right. Well, good. This is the non-bit that isn't that.
I pointed first.
Huh? What?
What? Oh, shoot. Did we derail this train that was obviously going so fast in any direction?
I'm trying to find something that we've done. Well, what else do we have written down in notes?
There's plenty of crap going on right now. The Oscars are going on right now. We don't even know who won what. Did Leo win? Do we even know?
I don't know.
Look it up!
I went and saw Deadpool with Deadpool.
You guys finally went to a movie!
Yep.
And you saw Deadpool!
How long until people don't go see movies anymore? They send drones to watch movies and then they watch them on their phones from the drones' eyes.
Yeah, it's happening yesterday. Did you see the, did you see the cool video of, like, the robot that can, like, lift weights and, like, adjust its walking speed in, like, a snowy forest? But the only part I didn't like, and here's where I know I have a problem. The part I don't like... is that he, like, shoves the robot to show how it can adjust and get back
they
up.
They did a bit
but
on
to me,
that on,
like,
the Colbert Report.
I know, but it, like, it looks like bullying, and, like, even though it's, like, a robot, I think I overhumanize things, obviously.
Well, now it's twofold, because first off, it's just a robot. Second off, bullying is vital to survival, which is what people wearing dumb pink shirts don't get. Well, if it's,
I love pink shirts.
If it's for anti-bullying, then there's like pink shirts for breast cancer, which I don't think we should be promoting breast cancer. I think that we should be against it, but those people with their pink shirts trying to spread breast cancer.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
It's appalling. You should be disgusted. Embarrassed. In any event, the pink shirts for the for the anti-bullying, it's like, knock it off. Once again,
knock
tigers.
Off.
Tigers. I mean, I don't want people bullying other people all over the place, but, you know, like, you're never going to be a person if you don't get bullied a little bit by life.
Apparently, Revenant won Best Director.
Oh.
It's going on right now.
Self-directed movie? Interesting.
Brie Larson won Best Actress for Room.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What was Room about? What was that about?
This is the first time I've ever heard that there's a movie called that.
Oh. Ex Machina, or however you say that, got Best Visual
Effects. Oh, poo. I guess it was a nice-looking movie, but that movie still just bumps me. I'm not a fan of that movie. Ex Machina, because I was
Revenant,
thinking earlier, it's like if a guy like
cinematography, too.
Invented like a lawnmower that cured cancer, and then the lawnmower, like, killed him, and then we were cheering for their lawnmower. It's like, hang on a second. I'm rooting for the guy who knows how to invent lawnmowers that cure cancer.
Wait, what?
It's, you know, the guy, he's like the Steve Jobs. It's like, mm-hmm. If Steve Jobs or Elon Musk were murdered by a Mac or a Tesla, respectively.
We saw a Tesla today. They look pretty cool. I saw a Tesla the other day. They're making like a completely off-grid Tesla mobile home, and it looks so freaking cool. I couldn't even. Like, I literally closed it. I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Well,
I need at least two.
Those things are probably expensive. I hope that it travels through time, which it does technically, forward at normal speed.
Here, oh, they're saying that Sylvester Stallone lost Best Supporting Actor to Mark Rylance of Bridge of Spies.
No.
Oh,
it's probably because his mouth is shaped funny.
They've already taken home 6 statuettes.
But wow. I hope they brought a duffel bag, a big one. Bunch of statues just walk out with that slung over your shoulder. Yep, party time.
We're pretty much the best, so. I haven't seen all the movies. One year, I tried to, I was like, okay, I'm gonna take all the movies that they recommend, and I'm gonna watch them. And I got like 2 movies in, and I was like, these are horrific. They're just,
oh my God.
They're too, like, not, like, some of them are good, but then some of them are like too, like that, I can't believe stuff like that happens. Like, I can't unsee that now. And I'm like, why did they make a movie about this?
Well,
like,
I don't know.
This reminds me of like all the NCIS shows. Like, let's go over murders, but then people are so shocked when murders are happened, and they're so awful. And it's like, you guys watch this stuff. Oh,
there's an episode of King of the Hill that does that with the comedy. They over intellectualize Bobby Hill when he's trying to learn how to be a clown. And I think that's what. That's what I forgot to say about Deadpool. Good movie. That's all I really have to say about it.
Really?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
My only critique is that the critics are douchebags about it. I read like the first 5 little blurbs of reviews, and they're all like, ha 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 ha, but ha ha ha. It's like, they're all looking way down their nose at it. It's like, this is one of the best movies of the year, you fuckholes. And by the way, can I just say something about comedy that's been corroborated
by,
and I think we've said it here before, by dramatic and comedic actors alike have both said, they both agreed, both of the camps of actors that do the thing say that comedy is much more difficult to execute successfully. However,
we've talked about it at length here.
Still place dramas far and above a comedy, and it's, I don't know, it's stupid. But Deadpool was hilarious, and I thought it was
awesome.
Very original. And then I just saw most of the critics just tearing it down and comparing it to
they're
saying it was good, but and like I think critics gave it 73 or something, audience is like 94. Because
They think we're stupid. It's like, no, we got this because they're actually made for us. Okay.
Yeah, the critics are dumb on that. Oh, I guess they gave it 83%, which is a good score, but still low, because that movie deserves to be in the 90s, both critics
and
audience.
What did Dad think?
I think he liked it. It was good. It's good shit. Good shit.
I like it when Dad likes stuff, when he's not critical. He's like, oh, it's good. When Dad doesn't have a lot to say, it's like, whew, they made it.
When Dad doesn't have a lot to say, I have all of his to say also.
No, that's true. You take extra.
Like when, I don't know if I saw It Follows with Dad now that I think about it, but that movie sucked. Then I heard it getting all this praise and accolades from the independent community, and it's like, it's like the independent version of the self-filleting review, where it's like, oh, it hits all the right notes, but it's still a vapid expanse of stupidness. Like, that movie was so retarded.
Oh, my.
It follows. It, like, the twists or, like, the developments in it were dumb, and then the finale was asinine, and then the ending was asinine, and it was all asinine. I should just call that movie Asinine, the sequel to 7.
I can say that, because if it's more accurate, why not just be honest?
7, Asinine.
So instead of 8, we can just replace it with ass.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio won for The Revenant. His first win.
Didn't see that coming. Does the bear get any mention? Honorable mention?
Yeah, I think he got Best Supporting Actor.
Ah.
Oh no, that was Mark Rylance. I'm sorry.
Oh well.
I hate to misinform.
Honest mistake.
Leo won. I can't wait to see it. It's gonna be all over social media. I bet it's all over social media right now, and it just happened.
He's jumping all around subject matter, but you remember how we were talking about immigrants and Trump and that thing?
Yeah, that was fun.
Did you hear? I thought it was very ironic in the news since we're covering a lot of stuff because a lot of shit did happen, man. All this multifaceted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we got stuff to get to.
Is Donald Trump, this is a quote. And I'm gonna say this quote from Donald Trump, and then we'll probably experience once again a respectful pause while we all contemplate on it. It says, Donald Trump, you wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about, in reference to the KKK.
Let the silence resonate.
Yeah.
Do you see what we're getting at,
I was going to tweet about it, but then I thought that I don't want to tweet about Trump. Yeah, too many twats already about Trump. Too many Trump twats. And I also have this avenue through which forum on which to espouse.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, I thought that was hilariously ironic that he doesn't want to wrongly judge white supremacists, but he's okay with just corralling all Muslims into a big group, which is one of the largest groups on the planet, by the way. I don't know. There might be like 3 million white supremacists in America or something, 4 million, but there's like 2 billion Muslims or something like that. Like he's okay with discriminating against those people, but white supremacists, he wants to give them a fair shake.
Yeah, because they haven't already proven themselves unworthy. Yeah,
I mean, let's hear them out, okay? Okay, they're getting their gasoline out, but let's hear them out. Let's see what they're gonna do with that cross. Okay, they're setting on fire. Okay. Let's hear them out. Okay,
they're just being so silly.
Yeah, those silly billies.
The KKK probably stands for, like, kind.
Caring. Courteous. Compassionate. It's just all the three Ks. Kind, courteous, compassion.
Courteous. Compassionate. Yeah. Gosh, they're just so compassionate.
Kind, courteous,
with a K,
Kurt Russell.
Obviously.
It's a mad world.
Yeah, how do you wrap your mind around that, too? The fact that, like, as people were like, and now we're like, oh, shit.
If the world survives, we're going to look back in 50 years and just, this will be funny, you know?
Later.
It's like that thing, if nobody dies, like which in this case like, would be like,
is it too soon? Just go back.
A great number of the human population, if they don't perish, and if human civilization isn't tragically altered for the worse, then in 50 to 100 years, we'll all laugh about this. Yeah.
What a hoot.
Oh, it'll be funny. It'll be a hoot.
A hoot nanny.
Yep.
Well, I for one am not laughing, sir.
Well, not yet, but give it time. Give it time, damn it.
Hey.
Speaking of time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You think what I'm thinking?
Brownies. Pop brownies.
Dang it.
Sounds really good.
Can you make me some gluten-free pop brownies?
Some gluten and THC-free pop brownies. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
These are pot and gluten-free brownies. Yep. Brownies.
Yep. If I could just get them free of those things.
Little pink brownies. Okay, well, I'll fire that up, the boring machine. I'll squeeze some fresh Layman's. Make some Layman meringue pie.
Lame-o.
It's gluten-free, fun-free.
Lame-o meringue.
Flavor-free.
Hey.
Flavor-free 2-1. Yes.